News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A new think tank is claiming gardens in Ireland could solve, help solve the housing crisis and provide up to 400,000 new homes. With us to discuss this is Progress Ireland's Housing Policy Director, Sean O'Neill McPartland. Sean, how would this work?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on. So all around the country, you'll any kind of cursory glance around the back of a housing estate, you'll see structures erected in the gardens. You'll see home offices, you'll see studios, perhaps you'll see underused gyms. So what we're proposing is that where before you were just allowed to build these structures, homeowners will instead, or in addition to, will be allowed to build small homes. And that these would fall under, just like these other structures, the exempted development regulations. And our modeling suggests that this kind of small change to the rules could deliver kind of up to around 350,000 new homes.
Okay, what are the restrictions there at the moment on those small developments?
So yeah, as I say, you're allowed to build things in your garden, and a lot of people enjoy those rules, but it matters what you do with them according to the development plans. There are restrictions on what they call detached habitable rooms. So once you make the dwelling in your back garden a home with a separate entrance, then the development plan says it's not exempted, it's not allowed, and perhaps in some limited cases they'll allow it using a planning permission, but there's heavy restrictions on that particular use case.
And size wise, is it 40 square meters? Is that the limit?
That is the limit. So we're proposing that we keep these exempted. We don't increase the scale of exempted development. So we're not proposing that now all of a sudden you'll see structures that are huge erected in back gardens. From the point of view of neighbors, the structures erected under our proposals will be no bigger than those that are currently permitted.
Mm. Would you be able to sell those? Would you be able to sell the house?
You'll certainly be able to sell the house. Of course, if you have a tenant in situ.
No, sorry. I phrased that clumsily. I meant the development in the garden.
Oh, yes. So we're not proposing any kind of a new subdivision rules whereby you would kind of split your plot in half and sell half of it and not the other. This would still be entirely your property for conveyancing purposes. But nevertheless, it would be a separate dwelling for rental purposes.
In terms of access issues, how would that work?
So our modeling, where we generated that 350,000 number, measured the side access of homes around the country. So those homes that didn't have sufficiently large access were ruled not suitable for this sort of development. So it's crucial that there's big enough room for, of course, to get the construction crews in to build these things on the one hand, but also for disability access and all various other kinds of access.
And in urban areas, because, I mean, look, we're talking urban areas here. We're really talking about the cities is where the big demand is. How many houses have side access and how many don't? Do we know that? Is it possible to tell?
So our modelling doesn't go down to that level of grain, but there's kind of a sizable percentage, like 40, 50% of homes around the country that have sufficient access.
Yeah, but come on, it's not just around the country. Like we're not looking to, this isn't down a Bohereen, there's no issue here. We're talking about urban areas. Like, do we know how many have side access? Because like, there's obviously a problem if people are coming through your house to get to the premises.
Yeah, we, like I said, the model doesn't go that fine-grained. It's not a Dublin-specific model, so you would have to do something much more particular and measure homes just within Dublin and measure site access just there.
Okay.
But the proportions look really robust across all cities around the country.
The other issue I'm potentially thinking of is services like sewerage, for example. I know, for example, the road I live on, the sewer pipe is like 100 years old or whatever, 120 years old. Are there issues about services and whether current services could cope? Parking is another potential issue.
Yeah, so as you've discussed on the show, you know, infrastructure is a kind of perennial issue with housing delivery in this country. And I think a lot of the use cases of these new homes will come through people downsizing from their existing home, from young people, perhaps living with their parents, moving into the back garden. In other words, there wouldn't be any additional strain on local infrastructure. There'd be people moving from the big house into the small house, as it were. But of course, infrastructure is a large issue.
Okay. it's a nice idea, and you can people say, look, we have this land, let's build on it and so on. But I mean, we're building what you're talking about is suboptimal homes. What you're talking about is far less than the ideal. Surely the solution to the housing crisis is to build more and better homes with separate front doors, separate apartments, separate gardens. Is that not the solution? Is this not a distraction?
So I think a solution to the housing crisis will kind of be layering different solutions on top of each other. There's no one size fits all. There's no one form of delivery that should take precedent. We should be doing all of the options available to deliver more homes for people in all circumstances in life. That's young people who can't afford a kind of new home, who might need a small rental unit. That's for older people who might need a small home that's suitable to their age. And we should be doing this kind of in conjunction with all the other forms of delivery. Those are apartment deliveries, housing estate deliveries. There's no doubt we should be doing those things, but we should also be delivering these small homes at the same time.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Progress Ireland's Housing Policy Director, Sean O'Neill McPartland. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.